suppose he's locked himself in the shower again.
Mom! Dad, Mary! Look!
Well, we're looking.
What are we supposed to see?
Oh, don't you notice anything different about me?
You've gained weight.
Something from the neck up.
All right, you've gained weight from the neck up.
Mary.
Mary, I think he's serious.
Of course I'm serious. Now look hard.
Is it something we've seen before?
Yep.
Is it hidden?
Nope.
There's something about you from the neck up and it isn't hidden?
Now listen, Mary.
Jeff, why don't you just tell us, huh? It's kind of early for guessing games.
Yeah, tell us, honey, that I can serve breakfast and we can all enjoy whatever it is.
Well, okay. I'm growing a beard.
Where?
On my face.
You must be kidding.
No.
Are you sure, Jeff?
Well, sure, look.
Well, what do you know?
My little boy. You're not going to be late for school, are you, dear?
Oh, no, there's plenty of time. Could I have a word with you, please?
Of course. Oh, my, you're dressed up. Is there something special going on at school today?
Oh, nothing that's unusual.
Well, what kind of word did you want to have with me?
Oh, about my allowance. May I have it, please?
Sure. Have it right here.
Oh, thank you. You're very nice, Mother. Oh, is Father in his office?
Father? Yes, yes, he is.
Thank you.
Come in.
May I have a moment of your time?
Oh, Jeff, sure. What is it?
Oh, I'd like to converse with you.
Converse? What are you... Something special going on in school today?
No. Well, I'd like to arrange a small loan. I need some extra cash.
How much?
Oh, in the vicinity of $3.
Well, is this supposed to be considered an advance on next week's allowance?
Oh, I'd prefer it to be called a loan.
Well, in that case, what security do you have?
Next week's allowance.
That's what I thought. Well, all right. Here you are, Jeff. $3. But I want to remind you
Thank
that
you.
I...
You're really quite generous, Father. Well, but I interrupted you. You were going to say?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, have a nice day, Mother.
Yes, thank you, dear. Did you get the same treatment I did?
He called me Father.
He called me Mother. And he patted my hand.
He shook mine. Evening paper come yet, darling?
I don't know, dear. Why don't you take a look?
Thanks.
Oh, I'm starved. When are we going to eat?
In about an hour.
Oh, a whole hour with nothing to do.
Why don't you try something exciting like cleaning out your closet?
Cleaning it out?
You're spoiling her appetite.
Hi, everybody. I'm back.
What are you all dressed up for? Something special at school today?
Oh, you're cute.
Have you been shopping?
Oh, I just picked up a few necessities.
Such as?
Well, now, first of all, I picked this up on sale.
What's in it?
A shaving kit.
Who's it for?
Well, who do you think it's for? I don't want you borrowing it either.
It's quite professional looking.
Do you need all that just to shave?
Certainly, Mother.
Mother?
It's just a safety razor with a pack of 100 extra blades, a pair of scissors, and a few other necessary things.
See? Jeff, what are the scissors for?
Well, just in case I decide to grow a mustache.
Well, somehow I just can't imagine you in a mustache.
I can't imagine you in one either.
What else do you have in there, Jeff?
Oh, just a few other items I need. Here's some aftershave lotion, before shave lotion, a tube of antiseptic cream, a chemical stick for cuts, and Blade sharpener. Oh, that'll save me a lot of money in the long run.
With 100 extra blades, it ought to.
Alex, do you have all of these sort of things?
Some of them.
Well, you can borrow anything anytime you want, Father.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Well, what other hospital supplies do you have in there?
Well, I've got a can of instant foaming shave cream. And, and a bottle of skin rejuvenator.
Skin bracer, aftershave powder. What did you do, buy out the store?
Well, you have to expect your first shave to be rather expensive. But I figure in the long run, it'll all average out.
Well, as your sister, may I say, I wish you luck and happiness.
Yes, well, so do I, dear.
We all wish you well, Jeff.
Thanks. Well, I guess I better put all this stuff away. Mother, do I have time to shave before dinner, or should I wait until after?
Oh, I'd wait, dear.
Oh, okay. But let's eat early, okay?
One thing is certain, he's going to have the best kept face in town.
Well, I guess there's no use fighting it. My little brother is growing up. Makes me feel so old.
Mm. Oh, Mary, that's nonsense, for heaven's sake. I better check the roost.
I think I ought to shave on a full stomach.
Why don't you wait then, dear?
Oh, no, no, no. The longer you let a beard grow, the tougher it is to shave.
Yeah. Well, where's my skin conditioner? Thanks.
Does it sting?
No, not much.
Smells good. I'll have to try that myself sometime.
Well, it's very important stuff.
Oh, I know.
How do you know when your skin is fully conditioned?
It's fully conditioned when I'm through.
Don't distract him, Mary.
Well, guess it's ready. Now, where's my shave cream? Thanks.
Well, I'll do my homework.
Jeff, maybe it would be better if you put it on your hand first and then on your face.
Oh, sure.
Alex, I think that Jeff would be more comfortable if we left him alone,
hmm? Yeah.
Well, go on downstairs, honey. We'll see you right after you... before you go to bed?
Yes, Mother.
Make you feel sort of funny today? Your son shaving?
Oh, just brought back fond recollections of when I was his age. I went through the same thing, except that I used my dad's old straight razor, the shaving brush and the mug, and never forget it.
Doesn't it make you feel older?
Darling, you know, the first shave is not exactly a symbol of manhood. But after all, Jeff is still only a 15-year-old boy. That doesn't exactly put us over the hill.
It's strange. When Jeff was born, I never imagined him with a beard. No, I mean, growing a beard, you know. I wish he didn't have to shave.
He doesn't. The only difference in him before and after his first shave was that his face was a little cleaner and he smelled better.
Well, then, why did you let him go through all the motions and spend all that money?
Well, because it would have been downright cruel to tell him that he isn't quite the grown-up man that he thinks he is. You know, boys Jeff's age are pretty sensitive about their masculinity.
You're so wise, Alex.
That's the truth. All right, you go to sleep now?
Mm-hmm.
Good night, honey.
Good night, sweetheart. Darling. I just want you to know that as the years go by, you get more and more beautiful. So that by the time Jeff is really old enough to shave, you will be so outrageously attractive that the other women in town will pass a law making you illegal.
I'll fix you French toast for breakfast. Alex? I've had Jeff on my mind all day. Do you know he shaved again this morning?
Oh, darling, stop worrying. Believe me, it's just a passing thing. A couple of days and the novelty will wear off.
All these grown-up airs he's adopted and...
Oh, they'll wear off even sooner.
Mom, Dad!
There, you see?
Mom, Dad!
Mother. Father, I am now a part of the great American working class. I got a job.
A job?
Yep, 5 days a week after school and all day Saturday at Pearson's Drugstore. I even got my own Social Security card.
Your own Social Security card?
Yep.
Please, dear, you make a Social Security card sound subversive. Now, Jeff, you get an adequate allowance. 3 to 7 good meals a day. Radio, television, laundry, you have a fine room.
But you don't understand, Father. I want to pay for my share of the household expenses. I'll be making almost $20 a week, and I figure my room and board here at home is worth a good dollar a day. You'll still make my lunches, won't you, Mother?
Yes, of course, dear.
Oh, good. Oh, and as for my little chores around the house, I've arranged for young Jed West down the block to take care of them for me. I'm paying him $1.50 a week. But don't worry, he'll do a good job. He's a fine lad. Excuse me, I have just enough time to shave before dinner.
Just a passing thing.
Well, Jeff, ready for work?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure, Mr. Pearson. Just tell me what to do.
Well, come on. We'll go right over here to the fountain and start here. I think I'll have you polish up this chrome.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's not too much of it there.
Okay.
Take it easy. There's no rush. Just take your time and kind of find your way around.
Well, thanks, Mr. Pearson.
Oh, there is one thing. When you finish the polishing, you'll find some dishes here that need washing.
Okay.
Just any time you get around to it, Jeff.
Oh, sure. I'll do it just as soon as I finish doing this.
Oh, you might go out in the back room and get a broom and kind of sweep up this floor. You know, kind of just clean it up.
Okay.
And while you're sweeping, you might just straighten out the magazines and the newspapers over there on the rack.
Okay, magazines and newspapers.
Oh, and I'll tell you, Jeff, while you still have that polishing cloth, why don't you just give the tables and the windows a good wiping? Oh, that'll make them shine nice and clean.
Tables and windows?
A lot of little things that have to be done around here, you know. Oh, cartons. Cartons in the back. Would you mind putting those up on the shelf when you get around to it? You'll find a ladder in the back.
Oh, sure. Move the cartons.
You ride a bicycle, Jeff?
Yeah, sure.
Good. after you get those cartons up, I have some prescriptions I want you to deliver.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're a good boy, Jeff. We're going to get along just fine.
Yeah. Here.
Just a few dishes to be washed. You might give the stools a polish. And stack the boxes. And see what those kids will have. And sweep up a bit. Three chocolate and strawberry specials. Then polish the mixer. Wash the glasses. Answer the phone. Wash the windows. Stack the magazines. Polish. Wash. Deliver. Sweep. Clean. You're a nice boy, Jim. A real nice boy.
But he hasn't had anything to eat.
Don't let him sleep. He needs that more than he does food.
Alex, don't you think we should put a stop to this whole thing?
No, just be patient, darling. It's all a part of growing up.
At this rate, he won't have time to grow up.
I'm home. Hey, where's everybody?
We're in the kitchen, dear.
Well, here it is, my pay envelope.
Congratulations, Jeff.
How much did you make, honey?
$18, but I haven't opened it yet. I thought I'd wait and open it with my family. Where's Mary?
Oh, well, she won't be home for dinner.
You mean she won't be here for the opening?
Oh, I guess she just didn't realize, Jeff.
Well, anyway. Here it is. Five, six, seven, eight, nine. I've been chipped. Only $9.45.
Jump to conclusions, Jeff.
Well, I know I made $18. I went over my hours with Mr. Pearson. He shortchanged me.
I'm afraid this will explain the difference between what is commonly known as gross income and net income.
Everyone has deductions, Jeff.
I'm going to get a lawyer. Look at all the federal withholding tax, Social Security tax, unemployment deductions, 50 cents a day for clean aprons and caps, $1.25 for breakage.
Jeff, were you aware when you took the job that you'd have to pay for clean aprons and caps every day?
Yes, Mr. Pearson said it'd be 50 cents a day.
But what did you break?
Well, 3, 4, maybe 10 small plates and a tray of glasses. And then there's that $5 bottle of perfume that I knocked off the shelf. But Mr. Pearson said that could happen to anybody and wouldn't charge me for it.
Well, I have to admit he's being pretty generous at that.
Well, it seems that the deductions are valid.
Okay. I don't mind paying for the aprons and caps and breakage. But that only comes to $3.75. Well, look at all the rest of these deductions. Yeah, I could live comfortably on just what the government takes out.
You know, it takes a lot of money to run this country. Somebody's got to pay for it. You know, that's part of the responsibility of being grown up.
Yeah. Here's your $7, Mom.
Oh, no, honey, that won't be necessary. You keep it.
No, I said I was going to pay for my room and board, and I meant it. Now take it, and I'm not complaining either. It's still worth $1 a day to me.
Well, thank you very much, dear. Have the lunches been satisfactory?
They were very nourishing. Dad, here's $2.45 towards that $3 I owe you.
You'll need that for pocket money, Jeff.
Well, no.
Yes. Go ahead. You can pay part of it back next week. If you cut down on your breakage.
And I still owe Jed West $1.50 for doing my chores.
Oh, I'm sure he'll wait. He's a fine lad.
Well, now I want you to see what I've made for you. This is in honor of your first paycheck.
Looks great.
Well, I'm going to cut you an $18 slice.
no withholding.
Come in.
Dan, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, come on in, Jeff.
Is Mom asleep? I couldn't sleep until I told you this, but...
What is it?
This isn't gonna be easy. I'm tired of kidding myself and everybody else, too. I guess I'm gonna have to start facing the facts. And the fact is that... I'm not any more ready for steady shaving than I am for being independent.
That's a big confession to make, Jeff.
Oh, but I'm not going to chicken out. I mean, I won't quit my job or anything like that. I guess I just have to admit that I'm not ready to set the world on fire yet.
Well, Jeff, as long as you realize that there's a proper time for everything in life, there's a time for being a boy and a time for being a man. It's also a time for being in between.
It's not easy, honest.
I remember. As long as we're talking about it, Jeff, will you do something for me?
Sure.
Just for a little while longer, how about coming back to your old job here? Collecting your allowance and doing your chores around the house.
Do you mean it?
If it were necessary for you to work, fine. But, well, you're... Your real job is doing your best in school.
Thanks, Dad, for making it so easy.
Okay, anytime.
Oh, Dad, just one more thing. Don't tell Mom about our little talk because, well, you know, mothers, they want their sons to be, you know, like men, and you just can't disappoint them.
No, just what you mean. Good night, Jeff.
Night, Dan.
French toast for breakfast, dear?
Gee, boy. You're getting a real bargain there, Eddie. After shave lotion, before shave lotion, skin conditioner, plus a pack of 100 extra blades. Well, there's enough shaving stuff there to last you till you get married.
Married? I never given much thought to getting married.
Well, once you start shaving, where do you go from there?
I guess you're right. I better get a job right away.
Well, I think there's one open at Pearson's drugstore.
Yeah? Maybe I'll stop in there on the way home.
Well, you do that, Eddie. So long. Poor kid. He only knew what he was in for.
Dear, would you like to come to the
room? All right, send me, darling.
Let's see.
All right.
Yes, I
quick, Ed.
Just
hey,
look at it.
Yes, I
would.
Yes.
Right.
I got it.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.